The Edinburgh Fringe sees bars, churches and even public toilets transformed into venues, attracting performers and visitors from all over the globe. This year, five Czech theatre groups are in the Scottish capital to perform at the festival. The Czech Republic at the Fringe season has been coordinated by Ladislav Pfimfel from the Czech Centre in London. Radio Prague's Rosie Johnson met him in Edinburgh recently and asked him whether the Czech Centre had taken a risk planning such a showcase of Czech theatre.
I might sound a bit too confident now, but I don't think we took such a risk because we knew what we are doing. We are confident that the companies that we are bringing are having a good chance to succeed. And we would never put them knowingly in a position when they would risk too much. I think they've got a very, very good chance to succeed, and I'm very confident they will.
Can you tell me a bit about the people who you've brought here, the five theatre groups that you've brought here, and sort of where they fit into this kind of backdrop of Czech theatre, current Czech theatre?
By selecting these five companies, we actually try to cover most of what is happening in terms of Czech dance and physical theatre. That means the DOT 504 is representing purely dance theatre. Scooter and Arca Theatre is bringing the Beepers, which are more physical theatre. Polaris would be mime performance and physical theatre as well. And the last one, Teatr Nového Fronta, is an excellent outdoor performance street theatre. So they don't really overlap, they don't compete with each other, but still they're introducing the Czech theatre scene in a wide range, and I think it's an excellent overview of what's happening in the theatre in Czech. There's also one company that is rather unusual. That's a company that is formed by graduates from the Theatre Academy in Brno. They are deaf graduates from the academy, and they brought two performances for the kids, and I think that's also quite unique in whole Fringe.
Which kind of leads me on to my next question, which is about language and whether there will be a language barrier because this is Czech theatre that you've brought here, or whether that really hasn't so far been a problem and you don't think it'll prove to be a problem at all.
Basically, this is the Edinburgh Fringe. I think there must be hundreds of languages being spoken on the street and nobody takes the barrier. The more languages everybody speaks it, the more fun, and people take it as a fact, and they are very much willing to accept it and take it as an advantage. That's more colourful, you meet more cultures, you see more new things.
The Edinburgh Fringe is kind of known, as you said, for being a little bit of everything. I mean, why did you decide to do something not necessarily so corporate, but to make a kind of programme when the Fringe is very much about chaos and little bits of everything all over the place?
Because from one point of view, the Edinburgh Fringe and Edinburgh Festivals could be a cultural festival and a place to showcase art and meet audiences. From our point of view, the Czech Centre is a public diplomacy agency, and our role is not only to promote the Czech culture, but also to promote the Czech Republic as a whole, as a country. So we teamed up with agencies such as Czech Tourism or the City Council of Prague, and we are promoting not only Czech theatres but also Czech Republic as a destination where you can meet creative people, when you can visit Prague and other destinations where you can collaborate with theatres, venues, culture centres. So it's a more complex presentation than a theatre showcase, if you like. Also, it looks like a theatre showcase, but it's got more to it.
Ladislav Pfimfel from the Czech Centre in London talking about Czech participation at